Welcome to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, where the discussion will be about issues that affect people on a daily basis. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lloyd Rosen.
Welcome to another edition of Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. We're here on Thursday, December 11th, 2014, just about 2 weeks from Christmas, and have another great show for you. Well, we're fortunate, at least in my mind today, to have two guests that, one guest that has been on my show before and had a great conversation with him then, and the other guest that we'll have on today is a young lady that I met recently at a networking group and knew when I met her that I wanted to have her on the show. We would love to have you on the show as well. You can partake in the show a couple of different ways. First way is immediately if you want to partake and be part of it, 347-989-1363. Press the number 1 on your phone. If you have a question for the show, we'd be more than happy to get you on the air and ask our guests your question. If you're a Facebook fan, you can go to Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can go to Lloyd S. Rosen, which is my personal page. Check us out there, like us there, and follow us there. If you want to ask a question and you don't want to get on the air, you might be bashful, just go ahead and write your question out to Bowler, B-O-W-L-E-R, 900, at sbcglobal.net. I will get the answer to your question. I'll get the answer back to you as soon as I can. Life's Issues with LloydRosen.com is a place that you can go check out my radio show. You can click on the register to be a guest tab there. If you have a subject, if you have a book, if you have something you want to get out there for people to know about, you can definitely click on the register to be a guest tab and register by filling out one of the forms and picking a date when you would like to be on the show. You can also listen to the show there or contact me specifically from that website, Life's Issues with LloydRosen.com. www.toughtalkradionetwork.com is a place that you can go to check out all the shows that we have here at the Tough Talk Radio Network. We have a number of different hosts. We have a number of different subject matters as far as shows are concerned, and we'd love you to check us all out if you have the time. You also can go to iTunes and download the show there. You can listen to it as many times as you'd like, come up with questions you may have, email me at my email address, and I'll be more than happy to get those questions back to you. As I was saying, today is going to be a very interesting show. We have two guests on. The first guest, like I said, is a previous guest who was on back in April, and at that time we had discussed with him his treks to the Himalayas and what he's learned from a life's experience doing that. Today we'll be discussing a book that he has written called Godless, Living a Valuable Life Beyond Beliefs. And I think that'll be quite an interesting conversation because I want to get his personal take as far as how he personally feels about that topic. Because I think that he and I will have a very interesting and deep conversation about that. I also have my second guest on who is, like I said, a person I met at a networking group. She is a woman who has been through quite a bit in her life and has turned her life completely around. I'm proud to call her my friend, and we will definitely be speaking with her in the second half hour of the show. But right now, if you have not been a member of our audience before, a little story about my life, which pertains to my first guest when he comes on. I suffered with depression for 36 years. I tried to commit suicide twice. And the reason I'm bringing my story into this is only because I had two divine interventions. I have a very strong belief in God and his power that he has over us. So having stipulated that, it'll be a fun and interesting 20 or 25 minutes with my first guest. And we will bring him on right after these messages. So stand by.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Welcome back to Life's Issues, and my first guest today is a gentleman who, like I said before, I talked with him the first time in April of 2014. We talked about his trek to the Himalayas, what he learned about civilizations that survive over there, and this time, we are pleasantly surprised that he came out with a new book and called us to be on our show again. The book is called Godless, Living a Valuable Life Beyond Beliefs. And I'm very interested in getting into it with my guest. Jeff Bradley, are you there?
I am, Lloyd. Good to be with you again.
Welcome back. I appreciate you coming on. And let me just say to you, if you write a third book or whatever, extend an invitation to you now to come back on again. I enjoy our conversation.
Thanks. That feeling is mutual.
So tell me, the book is titled Godless, Living a Valuable Life Beyond Beliefs. So what was the motivation behind you writing the book? Was it just something that you felt you wanted to take on the issue, or is it a personal issue that you practice in your own personal life?
It's really both. In addition to a law degree, I have a master's in divinity. I'm a graduate of Christian Theological Seminary and came very close to going into the ministry. So theology and religion have been a big part of my life. I lead a class every Sunday at a Quaker meeting here in Indianapolis. So I'm an active participant in a religious community. But what has dawned on me or broken through into my consciousness after years of study and contemplation is that I do not know whether God exists or not. I've felt at times in my life I could only describe at those times as divine presence, and I've felt and experienced things such as being lost at sea on a solo kayak expedition and feeling like there was some sort of divine intervention that saved me. But in terms of what do I really know, I can't say that I know God. And what I do know is that religious and political beliefs tend to divide people instead of unite people, because as soon as you say, well, you know, I believe in this doctrine or I believe in this ideology, you've now separated the world between believers and unbelievers. And so what my book is about is a way to get beyond beliefs and unite people around common shared values.
So, okay, I understand where you're coming from. And can we agree or really disagree right here that there is an absolute difference between religion and spirituality?
We agree on that for sure.
Okay, so, and I will tell you that I am not a big, big, huge fan of religion, but I am a fan of spirituality, because I personally, in my belief system, do not believe that God intended us to have a religious doctrine, but a spiritual doctrine. So that's my soapbox as far as that's concerned. But in terms of your belief system and in terms of the book that you wrote, any particular example of extremist violence that hit home with you that caused you to be the way you are?
Yeah, a recent occurrence that people who follow the news will be familiar with was the beheading of the young American named Peter Kasich. He's actually from my neighborhood here in Indianapolis. He was a ranger in the Army who served over in the Middle East. And after completing his service, he went to Butler University, where I teach, and then decided that he was going to drop out of college and go back to the Middle East to help people in that area as an aid worker, and started his own foundation. He was trained as a medic to take medical supplies and work as closely as he could to the where the fighting was occurring along the Iraq and Syria border, and ended up being captured by ISIS and eventually beheaded. Now, the people that did that, that captured him, held him, and then executed him, are religious extremists. But these people believe that they know the truth about God and religion, and anybody who doesn't agree with them is not only wrong, but doesn't even deserve to live. And we find that horrifying and offensive, but the reality is religious extremists have been like that throughout history. They continue to be like that, and the same is true of political extremists. And the very dangerous formula is when you take an ideology or a doctrine and you combine it with a charismatic leader, because for some reason many people want to grab on to some ideology or doctrine to give them the answers to life's questions. And then they'll follow this charismatic leader like a Hitler or a Stalin or a Mao, and that's what results. What we're seeing with ISIS right now is the result. But it also happens in much smaller ways, just, you know, people being offended by different religious views. our different political views. You know, what did your parents say, never bring up in a dinner conversation with strangers, politics and religion? Why? Because they tend to upset people. But why is that? Why is it that somebody who thinks that they have the correct beliefs is intolerant of people who have different beliefs?
Yeah, there's a definite difference there, and unfortunately, I don't think the world as a whole has learned how to decipher the difference, because the difference could be a good thing and could help the world versus how it's being used right now in a negative way. Were you concerned? I know from a personal perspective, and speaking as a devil's advocate, if I walked into a bookstore and I saw the word godless on the book, I am the type of person who would just go over and take a look at it and see why did the author use the word godless in the title and what is the book about. So it would help gain my attention. Are you concerned that it may have done just the opposite with a lot of other people in terms of having the word godless in the title?
Well, I hope there are more people out there buying books like you. And you're right. The title was intended to be provocative and to get attention. I have already had one experience of people being offended by it. I was invited to a dinner party. Lovely elderly couples had a delightful conversation over dinner, and the hosts had asked me to talk about the book afterwards. And this was a church group dinner. So after dinner, the other people didn't know what the title of the book was or what it's about. And as soon as this one couple saw the title of the book, they had been very friendly and conversational. Just they clammed up. They got these grumpy faced looks on their mugs, and didn't say anything. And then finally, as we were winding down, the woman looked at me with this sort of fierce glare on her face. Like, why did you write that book? So, yeah, I understand it's going to offend some people. Now, what I really mean by the title of godless is not that there is no God. Like I said, I don't know. You cannot prove that God exists. You cannot prove God doesn't exist. Atheists are just as incorrect in terms of claiming truth on that point as believers. But what I mean by godless is people who are religious don't necessarily worship God. What they worship is the doctrines of their religion. Those are really their God. I mean, it isn't God who's telling a religious person, say this particular prayer, or say all the various belief statements in different creeds. No, it's the doctrines, and it's the church leaders. So what I'm advocating against, and in terms of what I think would make for a better world, is not to give up on God, but to give up on religious doctrines and political ideologies and replace them with positive values.
Which brings me right into your next, my next question, and that's your book makes the claim that political gridlock could be broken by focusing on values rather than ideologies. And just piggybacking your last answer, isn't it the ideologies that, like you said, are being taught instead of the values of love and hope and faith and trust, but ideologies, which are the points that may actually separate people who are sitting in the pews of the same church?
Exactly. And there are many churches who really do focus on the values and maybe they go through this, the sort of the motions, the formalities of saying doctrines or whatever. And I think most churches do a really good service. They bring people together in community. They provide a warm, safe environment. They engage in good social and community building activities, you know, supporting food banks, having activities for youth. All of those things that churches do is great. I'm actually hoping that my book, in some small way, will stem the tide of people fleeing churches because they, you know, because of focusing on beliefs which divide us, it is driving people away. And at this point, a rate of 5% of the population are leaving churches. I'm sorry, at the rate of 2% every 5 years, churches overall are losing 2% every 5 years across the board, meaning in Americans, every 5 years, 2% of the population consider themselves unchurched, non-believers. And so that rate is now up to 6% of the population, and you can imagine if that goes on in a few decades, the majority of people are going to consider themselves unchurched non-believers. So what can churches do to make themselves as communities more attractive? And what I think they can do is focus on the values like you just mentioned, you know, love, kindness, peace, all of the you know, the values that every decent person believes in. Well, all of the major religions, and not just Christianity, but Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, Islam, all the major religions advocate for those common positive values. And where they separate people out and divide people, it's when they start talking about, well, you got to believe A, B, and C. And so if they quit focusing on you have to believe A, B, and C, and focus on love, kindness, generosity, those sorts of things, we all agree with that. So then anyone should be able to feel welcome in any particular church or congregation.
So as I said earlier, and we both agreed, it's not the teachings of the church in terms of the values in life that we should be teaching our kids and using as adults, but it's the doctrines that the churches have been created with that have torn us apart. I mean, I'll use an example. I personally am Jewish. I have grown away from the synagogue and because they don't have as deeply a belief system as I want to have. That's just me. But Christianity and other religions do advocate positive values, as I said, with love and peace, but then they do divide us with their ideology and saying, you know, the best one is, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, you're not going to get to heaven. And
yeah, and the,
I'm not.
Go ahead. Sorry, Lloyd, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I'm not one who necessarily believes that's the only way into the gates of heaven, but that's what they say. So go ahead.
Well, and the same is true on a political level. So take any issue that's currently dividing the country. And so just as an example, let's take immigration. You know, on the one side, you have Democrats. On the other side, you have Republicans. You have right wing. You have left wing. And all of our politicians are approaching this difficult issue from ideological, political points of view. Now, what if they approached it from a values perspective? I think most Americans agree that this is a country that was created by immigrants. We want to be a welcoming society. On the other hand, we also value national security. We recognize we can't just let anybody in. We can't have completely open borders. So here are two values that, you know, surely Democrats and Republicans, left wing, right, we all agree with. We want to be a welcoming, open society. On the other hand, we also want to be secure and have safe borders. Okay, so if we start our discussion about how do we create a good, workable immigration policy by talking about these shared values, we begin by recognizing we agree on the fundamental points at issue here. So now it just becomes a matter of, well, how do we make it work? And then that should not be a divisive conversation. It ought to be just a matter of practicality, you know, I mean, just like a scientist approaching a problem or doctors trying to diagnose an illness and figure out a treatment plan. If politicians approached problems, social issues like that, there wouldn't be this ridiculous gridlock in our Congress.
I'm sitting here listening to you, and you may have to take a trip from Indianapolis to Capitol Hill and knock some sense into these guys, because that made perfect sense to me. I mean, you know, you picked up on a particular issue, such as immigration, and basically spelt it out exactly how politicians should work on it and get it solved. Unfortunately, they're not as smart as you and I, and don't necessarily belief that it has to be that way. So, anyway, we're coming close to our time, so I'd like you to give the information as to where people can find this book, other books that you've written, and your website, your foundation, anything you'd like to tell my guests, my listeners.
Well, thanks, Lloyd. Easiest way is to go to my website, which is www.jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Rasley, R-A-S-L-E-Y.com. And all of the books I've written, including the most recent one, Godless, are on the website. You can also order the book through Amazon, paperback or Kindle ebook. And on the website, there's also information about the foundation that I'm president of that does work over in the Himalayas that Lloyd and I talked about last time I was on his show.
Sounds great, and I think that anybody who has a mind that thinks a lot like mine and gets into deep thought and conversation needs to pick up this book, Godless: Living a Valuable Life Beyond Beliefs, because it'll make you think. And, Jeff, I appreciate you coming on today. I appreciate you coming and talking again about something that is pretty provocative and interesting for anybody to sit down and discuss. Because, like you said earlier, politics and religion are not the two things that you should be discussing. But I think we got through a half hour with some plans of how the world could be a better place if we did work on it a little bit better. So I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Right on, my friend. I hope you'll have me back.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And we'll keep in touch.
Okay. You take care. Good being with you.
All right, Jeff. Take care.
Peace.
Thank you. That was Jeff Rasley. He's written a new book called Godless: Living a Valuable Life Beyond Beliefs. And I, like I said before, I think it's a title of a book that you need to pick up, read about it, because it'll make you think. And on that note, we'll be right back after these messages with my second guest.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
So you think you're tough, tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. My second guest today is a young woman who I was very fortunate to attend a networking group. Matter of fact, it was Tough Talk Business Networking here in the Pennsylvania area. Took a drive a number of weeks ago and met this young woman. She taught us pretty much how to create a 30-second introduction of ourselves to people that we want to meet. But more importantly, she gave a little background of her self and her life and where she's been and where she's come from. And I'm here today to discuss with her where she was and how she got to where she is today, because although she's not an author, she is an inspirational speaker, she is a motivational speaker, and she lives her life in a very positive way. So let's get right into it and invite Kim Player in. Kim, are you there?
I'm here. Top of the day to you, Lloyd, and Talk Tough Radio listeners. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I'm glad to have you on today.
Oh, it's my honor. And thank you, Lloyd and Tony, for the opportunity to speak on your show. I'm so looking forward to this.
Well, so are we. I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks now, so let's get right to it. I mentioned we met at a Tough Talk business networking group in the Pennsylvania area, and you were nice enough to share some of your life. I would never, ever have known what you told us if I just looked at you and never spoke with you or listened to you speak. So let me just start this conversation off by saying to you and to my audience that you can definitely, absolutely never judge a book by its cover. So having said that, I will get right into it. You have had drug and alcohol issues when you were younger. You lived through, and I'm putting words in your mouth, so please correct me if I'm wrong, you must have lived through a hell that you couldn't figure out why you had these issues, what caused you to be drinking, what caused you to be addicted to the drugs. So it was a messy life. Everybody has something in their life. If you have a perfect life, you and I both know they're lying somewhere about their life. So you took the mess and you made a message with it and pulled yourself up by your bootstraps. So tell us a little bit about how you made it from point A to point B, and now you glow like a bright light.
Oh, thank you, Lloyd. You're so generous. I definitely love the part where Lloyd says, young woman. That's very generous. So thank you so much. So, Lloyd, I'd like to say to your listeners, I really want you to listen to this quote, folks. People see the glory, but they don't see the story. I don't know if you've heard that before, but people see the glory, but they don't see the story. And as we go out in life every day, we see tons of people out there. And when we're going through rough times, we think everybody is doing so much better than us. And that's the importance as you're on these radio shows like Tony and with Lloyd, the importance of listening to other people's stories. Because then you see that there is hope and that there are solutions. Problems are small and solutions are abundant. And with that, I really appreciate what Lloyd said, because when people do meet me, they had no idea that I'd been through what I have been through. And, you know, back in the day, my dad was in the Navy. I was born a Navy brat. I was born in Scotland. And then my parents adopted me from Scotland, my adoptive parents. They're from Michigan. And I lived with them for 18 years. And when you say, you know, I didn't know why I drank and did drugs, let me tell you something, Lloyd. It's because I was raised in a totally dysfunctional family. So that's the reason. Both my parents were alcoholics, and abuse and physical and mental abuse and just negativity was part of my everyday life. And I remember when I was 5 years old laying in bed with my mother one day, and she was crying. My dad and her were fighting physically, and my mom didn't have any friends. In 18 years, I moved 17 times with my dad being an officer in the Navy, so I was always moving and had a lot of uncertainty in my life. But deep, deep down inside, God had a purpose for me, right? If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. And God had a purpose for me. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, on Tough Talk Radio, if you have a pulse, reach down. If you have a pulse, you still have a purpose. And I mean that with all my heart. You still have a purpose. And as a young girl, I knew that I had a purpose. And I remember my mom saying to me when I was 5 years old, laying in bed next to her, and she was crying. She didn't have any friends, and she told me way too much information. And she said, Kim, if I was you, when you get older, I'd take a sawed-off shotgun and blow your dad's head off. And I remember at 5 years old, laying in that bed and looking at my mother, and something pricked my heart and said, one day, Kim, your life is going to be different. And I went through the years, and I just knew I clung to that, and I waited for my opportunity. And unfortunately or fortunately, at 18 years old, I couldn't wait to get out of the house. And then the 80s hit, right? Woo, the 80s, and I hit the 80s with that's where the not taking responsibility for my life hit, and I started getting heavily involved in drugs and alcohol. And by 23 years old, I had it. It's like that feeling of purpose rose up in my heart again. And there was this contradiction in my soul. And I'm sure if any of you are having some rough times in your life, you have a pulse, you have a purpose, you have that same contradiction in your soul as well. There's something more for me. I'm meant for something more. And at 23 years old, that rose up inside of me again, and I said, I know I'm meant for something more. And I went into drug and alcohol treatment program, and I came out, and today I celebrate 25 years of sobriety. How's that for summing it up in a nutshell, Lloyd?
Yeah, that's short and sweet. What was it? You went into this deep hole at 18, and at 23 or so, 22, 23, you came out of it. What, if anything, can you remember? Was it, and I'm not going to get into the religious aspect of this, was it God speaking to you in your heart, or was it something outwardly that caused you to look at it and say, I don't want this anymore, I want to change my life?
Well, it absolutely was God. I had, at 23 years old, I had met a young woman, and she used to drink and do drugs too, but yet she felt guilty about it. She would go to AA meetings, and, you know, I thought, wow, you know, I never felt guilty about it. It's just what I did. So at 23 years old, she used to sit and she would read me. We were in sales together, and she used to sit and read me this book called The World's Greatest Salesman, and it's by Og Mandino. And that's one thing that I want to remind Tough Talk Radio listeners. Whatever you're going through, get some books and read. Read, 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 read. Tony Robbins, when he was at his worst in his life, he said he just started reading and reading and become a sponge. And you may say, I don't like to read. I hate to read. Well, you know what? I didn't either, but I don't like to exercise particularly, but I certainly don't want to be fat. I don't want to be unhealthy. So you got to discipline yourself to make yourself do the things that you don't want to do that you know are going to be good for you. And I now am an addicted reader. I'm reading the whole series of Louis Amour, plus I'm always reading, you know, personal development. So she would read to me Og Mandino, and for 30 days you were supposed to read this passage, and it said, you know, there's no one else in the world like you. Nobody, you're the only one like you in the whole world. There's nobody that has your DNA, there's nobody that has your thumbprint, there's nobody that has your exact voice. And every day she would read that to me for 30 days. And then I realized that I had a purpose. And so that's when I surrendered my life to God. And I asked the Lord, I said, I've made a mess of my life. You know, what is my purpose? I'm ready to follow you. And it took me about a year and a half after that to get into rehab. And then once I got onto rehab, when I came out, that was when I started playing the game of Kim Players. My 25th year of life was a huge game changer. And, you know, looking back, you know, I have a lot of friends that, you know, were with me prior to becoming that moment of freedom. And some people, as you guys know, if you've had friends that you used to party with, some quit, some didn't. And people used to say, Kim, you're lucky. And I would almost be offended by that because, you know, they saw all the struggles that I had, but I was the one that was willing to surrender to life and to trust the process of life instead of keep on burying it.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting here and I'm mesmerized by where you were and where you got to and what you allowed him to do in your heart and soul that brought you to where you are today, because it takes a strong person. Because I'll be honest with you, I wasn't necessarily a drinker, but I was a drug user, and I enjoyed it, and
sure.
I didn't want to stop. And,
sure.
And you know, what's funny now is I look back on it, and I'm thankful that I did stop. You know, what's going on in my life today, as you know what you work with as far as inspirational people and teaching people inspirational things, you know, the high you get off of the inspiration is your drug now.
Absolutely. It is. And you know, that's the thing that I've learned is how to have positive addictions. You know, addictions, Lloyd, you know, we talk about drug abuse, we talk about alcohol abuse, we talk about all those things, but really what I've learned in my journey and through all my training, I've done intense training all over the world to be able to take my mess and make it my message and then make money. And so I had to go the extra yard and learn how to put it all together so that it would be able to facilitate and assist others. And, you know, really what I realized was that I wasn't so much addicted to the drugs and alcohol, but the emotions that led me to the abuse. So the emotions of disappointment, the emotions of being overwhelmed all the time, the emotions of feeling unworthy, all those emotions are the alcohol and the drugs were just the, as people maybe pick up a cheesecake or they stuff themselves with three cheeseburgers from McDonald's, ours was alcohol and drugs. Whenever those feelings would come about us to stuff them, keep them at bay so we wouldn't have to really look into what was on the other side of that. Because a lot
right.
of times when you're raised in that kind of a lifestyle, you're raised to play small. And when you play small to please other people, your whole life becomes depressing. And so that's what I want to say here. One thing that I did, when you decide that you're ready to you know, step into your life, not only must you discipline yourself for your self-esteem, but number two is you must give yourself permission to live the life you want. And what that takes is that takes from moving away from being a people pleaser to a people person. And it's not an easy step to make, but I want to tell you this, listeners, successful people are comfortable being uncomfortable. Successful people are comfortable being uncomfortable. Would you agree with that, Lloyd?
Oh, I was just going to interject that that was the one comment that you made at the meeting that resonated with me, that I have to be, you know, I'm successful because I'm uncomfortable with myself. And
right, and you've been uncomfortable. That's, I mean, when you quit doing drugs and alcohol, you know, or you quit, you know, you lose weight. Let's just take weight. Everybody can relate to weight, right? If they don't know somebody, they don't need to, they haven't been on a diet, then maybe they know somebody that has. So, you know, when you decide, when you make a decision, and Oprah Winfrey says this, as soon as you make a decision that you're going to move forward, this big wave of resistance comes and hits you, right? So you say, okay, this is going to be the year. I'm going to lose 25 pounds. I'm going to lose 80 pounds, whatever that is, right? And then it seems like everybody's getting married. You're invited to every all-you-can-eat buffet, blah, 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 and it goes, and it's like this big wave of resistance comes, and then people start saying to you, you don't need to lose any weight. Oh, you look fine, or, you know, who are you trying to be, you know, so on and so forth. So you really have to give yourself permission to live the life you want and not surrender to making, because see, people say that to you because they want you to play small so they can play small. And that's the trap that we get caught in.
And wouldn't you say that people in general, the human nature, is to say things like that because people in general, or people who don't believe necessarily as you and I know Tony believes this way, that believes strongly and positively about ourselves, that we're not going to downgrade somebody and make them feel bad about feeling good. But people who do make you feel bad about feeling good are not happy with themselves and feel that they have to pull you down with them because they're down there.
Absolutely, Lloyd. And really, you know, the number one rule that I learned a long time ago is to never take things personally. And I'm going to repeat that. Do not take personally what people say to you, whether it's your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma, your aunt, your boss. Don't take it personally. People judge people. People judge you the way that they judge their self. People judge you the way that they judge their self. So if they can judge you and make their self feel better by judging you, then they're in their comfort zone. But if you start to change, all of a sudden they feel uncomfortable, so they're going to want to bring you back so that they can get to their comfort zone. So it really isn't about us. It's about how other people are feeling.
Absolutely, and I know that that's part of what my issues were when I was growing up. My family were extremely negative people and didn't ever
sure.
look at the positive side of things. So they would pull me down. And nowadays, I'll be honest with you, and some people might say, oh, poor Lloyd, but Lloyd does not necessarily share a lot of the things that are going on in his life with his family because he doesn't
Amen,
want to
brother.
Deal.
That's right.
Because he doesn't want to deal with the negativity that's going to be brought on. So I just
right.
don't, and my girlfriend says to me, she goes, did you tell your mother? No. Why not?
That's
because
right.
I don't want to deal with it.
Right.
So you got to understand, and I want to just reiterate what Kim has said here on the show is absolutely true. You have to believe in yourself, not worry about what other people say, not feel bad about what other people say. I was one of those people who did worry about how to make other people happy. And when I got healthy from my depression and my suicide attempts, I realized I don't have to worry about that anymore because I really, truly love myself now.
That's
so,
right. And you know what? Is that your purpose in life? And that's the big thing, too, is that, you know, I just want to tell your Talk Tough radio listeners, you may be sitting out there and you might say, well, that's good for you, Lloyd and Kim. You know, you don't understand my family. Well, I just want to say this. It takes practice. You know, Lloyd and I, as we discuss these situations with us and what we've overcome, it literally did not happen overnight. It did not happen overnight. It takes baby steps. You got to learn to crawl before you can walk. And it takes baby steps, and you have to build that courage and confidence. And that's why I'm saying, I'm going to go back to my point number one, discipline to do what you know is right and important, although it's difficult. So you have to take the high road to your pride, your self-esteem, your personal satisfaction. Read, read, read. Get into events, training groups, open up your circle of influence, and write down your goals and review them daily. That is the way that you start to practice moving away from the way that you were raised, the role in your family, getting away from negativity, whoever that may be. Maybe you hate your job, but you got to stay there to pay the bills. But if you start to read and you start to write down your goals and you start to open up your circle of influence in baby steps, make tiny, tiny goals that you know that you can accomplish, that will build your responsibility. Hey, listen, none of us know how many days we have on this earth. Only God knows that. So if you think, oh, well, I'm too old, you know what? Shame on you. You're not too old. You have a pulse. You have a purpose. I'm 50 years old, and that's why I really appreciate what Lloyd said. But I want to tell you this. One of my favorite quotes is, are you ready? When I dream, I'm ageless. When I dream, I'm ageless. Open up your dream book to your heart and allow yourself just to dream without being attached to the outcome.
Okay, Kim, I could sit here and chat with you for another hour, but what I would like you to do is, I know you and I talked off the air about the fact that you wanted to close the show with a poem.
Correct.
So let me have you read the poem, and then I'm going to have you give information as to where people can find you, and then we're going to wrap up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Lloyd. And here we go. It's called Challenge the Status Quo. Be rebellious. Explore and experiment. Think free. Travel the world. Say no. Live simply. Make your life a piece of art. Do things your own way. Stand up for yourself. Make a living doing what you love, not what others expect you to do. Don't trust the media ever. Think critically. Swim upstream. There is always more than one way to do something. Play by your own rules. Walk your own path, not in someone else's footsteps. Disagree. Live your favorite life. Never assume the obvious is true. Be eccentric. Be dramatic. Be electrifying. Be radical. Be curious. Be legendary. Be provocative. Be bold. Be colorful. Be unreasonable. Live life unconventionally.
Couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more. Go ahead and give my listeners your information as to where they can find more of this inspiration.
Well, I would love to speak to each and every one of you. I do have you can go on my website. It's www.kimplayers, with an S, P-L-A-Y-E-R-S, like Players Club, kimplayers.com. Every Monday at 12 o'clock, from 12 to 12:30, I have a Start Strong and Finish Fabulous Motivational Monday free call. People call in, and we just talk about how to start our week strong and finish fabulous, taking it in baby steps. So you can reach me. The best way, I would say, definitely is on kimplayers.com, where you can, you know, give me your, if you want to talk to me personally, you can leave your information there and I will receive it. And once again, I just really thank Lloyd and Tony for the opportunity to let me speak on your show. And I hope, my hope and my intention was that each and every one of you will feel a little bit, just a little bit, that's all we ask, a little bit more energetic as you go out throughout this holiday season.
And this is a good time to feel that way, because there's a lot of depression and downtime as far as the holiday season is concerned. So, Kim,
yes.
Until we speak again, and I know it'll be very shortly, so Thank you very much for coming on and sharing your inspirational moments.
You're welcome.
You have a great weekend, and if I do not talk to you, have a great holiday season.
Thank you so much, Lloyd. Thank you, Tough Talk Radio.
Have a great one. That was Kim Players. She is an inspirational, motivational speaker, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Welcome back to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. As we wind down here today, I just wanted to say real quick, the things that Kim Players was saying are absolutely true. I don't know your life. Kim doesn't know your life. We can't speak to you personally, but you can speak to yourself personally and be ready, able, willing, and determined to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and change your life, so instead of being the negative that it's been for so long, into a positive. And that's what we're all about here. We're about showing you how you can lift yourself up to be a positive person and help somebody else once you realize what it is to be a positive person. And I think that everybody deserves to have that in their life. I think that life is way too short to take it any other way. I've been there, done that, so I know what I'm talking about, and I think you'll get the message if you haven't listened to the show yet, that Kim understands that too. So as I say every week on this show, you are only the one person in the world as an individual, but you may be the world to that one person who you are talking to at that moment, because that person that you're talking to who has that positive outlook may be the person who is making you realize that there's something to live for, something to grab for, and be that happy person, because you're going to be around for a while, so there's no use in being unhappy. Just run with it and find out what God has intended for you in your life on this planet Earth. So until next time, we will be with you next week, the week before Christmas. So make it a great weekend and a great week. We'll talk to you then. God bless.
You have been listening to Legal, Legal, and the Coach.
You have been listening to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.